This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, July 30th, 2018. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official media partner of the 2018 TCF Style Expo taking place in Atlanta on August 11th and 12th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit tcfstyleexpo.com. Make sure you are following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app. Today, we have a very special guest. Ashley Dean Parson is the owner of Dean of Fashion Glamtique in Memphis. She was inspired to open a plus-size boutique after having several encounters with designers not catering to the stylish, full-figured woman. After countless disappointments, Dean of Fashion was born in January 2010 as the first and only independently owned plus-size boutique in Memphis. Since opening the Dean of Fashion, Ashley has produced several successful fashion shows and community events that promote self-love, such as the Weight Is Over Fashion Show and the Curvy Social. Dean of Fashion is a sponsor of the 2018 TCF Style Expo, and Ashley is bringing one of her signature events, the Curvy Social, to Atlanta as the official kickoff mixer for the TCF Style Expo. Let's welcome Ashley to the show. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. How is everybody this morning?
Good. I'm so glad you were able to join me.
I'm glad that you had to have me. I'm excited.
So prior to being a full-time entrepreneur, what were you doing for a living? What's your background in?
Well, a lot of people would probably be surprised that I have a background in healthcare. I actually have a master's degree in health administration.
My mom, she's
a nurse. And all while growing up, it was always go to school, you know, get a good job, get some insurance, and, you know, there's lots of money in the medical field. So I started off actually wanting to be a physical therapist, and then they changed over to exercise and sports science, but I stopped taking those classes because they wanted me to take a swimming course, and I didn't want to mess my hair up. and so then I changed to health administration, where I can actually be in the office and not really having to do patient care. So
when you were doing that, you still had a passion for fashion, and you just decided to have a career change out the blue?
Oh, absolutely. I used the funding from my job to finance my dreams, my career. So I worked from 9 to 5 every day. And then I would work on my business during my lunch, during my breaks, and after work as well. I would be up sometimes to 2 o'clock in the morning branding and working on my business, as well as being a mom and a wife.
Now, when you initially decided to open the Dean of Fashion, what were some of your obstacles that you faced at the very beginning?
Oh, at the very beginning, I had a very difficult time trying to find styles that were that fit my personality, that fit my clientele base, and how I wanted my brand to be perceived for people. So I had a hard time trying to find clothes that were sexy and showed our curves, but I ended up finding some good vendors and good companies to work with for the boutique.
And you opened the Dean of Fashion in 2010, and you call it a glamtique. Now, tell us what a glamtique is.
Well, a glamtique is actually a full-service salon and a boutique all in one. So you can actually come into our store right now, and in the front, it's a boutique, and in the back, it's separated by glass while you're shopping. Still see the salon? And we offer nail and makeup.
Well, you're breaking up a little bit. Make sure you're in a good location. You're breaking up. Ashley?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Now, tell me about the Wait Is Over fashion show. You have a show coming up in September.
I do. I'm so excited about it. It's my 9th annual show, and it is all plus-size models, fashion, vendors, anything related to the curvy woman will be right there at the Wait Is Over fashion show. And this year, our special guest is going to be Kiara Shear, and she's bringing her fashion line, 1160.
And I didn't know you were doing this for 9 years. Wow. So you've been doing, you almost coming on your 10-year anniversary of the fashion show.
Yes, and I have some great surprises planned for the 10th year. But I can't let the cat out the bag yet, but I will. So
are all of your models in your fashion show local to Memphis? How do you find them? Do you have an open call?
Well, actually, now, the models that used to be models that we would pull from, you know, all over, models that were willing to travel and participate in the show. But for the past 3 years, we have been doing what we call the socialite takeover. So what we do is we use 450 women from a diverse group of ladies from different career paths, bloggers, entertainers, professional career women, entrepreneurs, just people in general that we would consider socialites, and we have them on the runway. Because a lot of times, you know, sometimes people in a more professional setting, their clients and or their colleagues are not able to see them in the light of being, you know, fashion forward. So we give them an opportunity to show that on the runway. And so we use socialites as our runway models, and they could be from anywhere. So
are you currently selling tickets for the fashion show?
Yes, we are. You can purchase tickets on Eventbrite, or you can visit the website, thewaitisoverfashion.com.
Now, if that wasn't enough, I see you have something new called the Fashion Design Institute. Now, tell me about that.
Oh, yes, that is my new baby. I have decided to give people an opportunity who want to start a career in fashion, an opportunity to be a fashion designer in 24 weeks, teach you the fundamentals of fashion. We talk about fashion fabrics, color theory, and just the basic construction of the sewing machine. Because as a boutique owner, I've partnered with a local college here, and a lot of the interns, they come to me and they get experience and they get training and they say, I've learned the most that I've learned here with you in these last 12 weeks that they've had in the past 4 years. And so I decided to have a learning opportunity and an educational opportunity for people to start a career in fashion, a professional career in fashion, in 24 weeks versus the 2 or 4 year option.
So after the 24 weeks, do you receive a certificate, or what do you get at the end of the program?
It would be a certificate. It would be a diploma.
Got it. And those, you said you partnered with a local college, so those like are transferable credits too?
No, I partnered with the local college for the interns.
This is
a separate program approved by the state. It's a separate program. It's my program.
Got it. And so I see at the Fashion Design Institute, you also have model boot camps and boutique boss masterclass as well.
We do. Sometimes people are either, they already have started a path in fashion or modeling, and they may just need some training or just, you know, just a little bit of education to actually get them where they need to be. And so we offer these classes as an opportunity for people to enhance what they may already know.
So did you decide to do the model boot camp after doing the fashion show and maybe some of the models needed more practice?
Absolutely. And women always come into the boutique or they're wanting to learn just how to walk in heels. You know, the model boot camp is also for ladies who just want to learn how to walk in heels better. And so we offer those classes as well. And then after they take 6 sessions, we give them a complimentary photo shoot to help build their portfolio because our models need a portfolio. So we give them a free headshot after they've completed 6 courses.
Now, I thought it was very nice that you have this boutique boss masterclass where, since you've had your boutique so long and it's successful, you've decided to help others that want to follow that path. And I thought that was great because many times successful people do not want to share their secrets. They want to keep all the success to themselves. But you decided to have a class to help people. Now, how did you come about doing this?
Well, again, just people coming to me asking me for help. And, you know, I'm not afraid to help anybody because somebody had to help me. And you get back what you put out. So I'm going to always put out positive things, always help people because I'm going to always need some training and always need some help, you know, as I grow and move forward. And so the plus-size retail industry, just the retail industry in general, is a trillion-dollar industry, you know, so there's enough money for everybody. You just have to find your niche and find who it is that you want to market to, who you're going to be brand-specific for, and, you know, get some of this money. It's enough out here for everybody.
That's right. That's a good attitude to have. So you have a lot of things on your plate. I haven't even finished to touch all of your brands that you have. Next is an annual event in Memphis called the Curvy Social. Now, tell us about this event.
Okay. So the Curvy Social, we just had year two in Memphis. And what it is it's just all full-figure women coming together and just celebrating our curves. It's so much networking in that building whenever we have an event. I have had people to build friendships, become business besties, you know, learn it, meeting people that they never got a chance to meet, like social media friends, everybody just coming in under one roof and just loving our body. And it is absolutely amazing. And, of course, we have great drinks, great shopping, great convo. It's just, it's my new baby. I love it. I'm excited about it. And hopefully I can be year 10 with that just like I am with The Wait Is Over.
So you don't do the Curvy Social and The Wait Is Over on the same weekend. It's separate times.
Absolutely. So we do the Curvy Social at the break of spring. So we do it like in April when the rooftop, we always do that on a rooftop. And so it's right at the break of spring, kind of getting ready to enter summer. So, you know, we can be real rooftop fly and sexy. Because, you know, my brain is all about being sexy. And so,
yes.
And so that's where we do the Curvy Social in the summertime.
Now, proceeds from the Curvy Social benefit the Mirror Me Foundation. Now, did you go and open a nonprofit organization, too?
I did. I just have a passion for just plus size in general, regardless if it's a child or an adult, because I was a full-figured girl all my life. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but my grandmother used to shop for me at JCPenney's pretty. And I just remember, you know, us having a hard time, you know, finding clothing for me as a little girl. And I remember, you know, kids are really cool, and they were cool when I was, and they're very cool now, especially with social media. And a lot of times, these teenagers, they'll come in and, you know, they don't have on the proper foundation. They don't have on, you know, they really don't know how to carry themselves. They're not really, they don't really know what chafing is. You know, just things that plus-size women have to deal with. And so we're just talking to them about this, talking to them about how to carry themselves. And even though they are plus size, we still want them to be healthy too. So we talk to them about healthy eating habits and working out. And, you know, it's okay to be plus size and healthy because we let them know that because we pair them with other successful plus size women that I know that are in Memphis or that are in my circle as a mentor. So they know that, you know, there's no limit to what you can do and it doesn't matter what size you are.
So the proceeds for the Curvy Social helps give, like, girls sponsorships to go to this program?
Absolutely. So a portion of the proceeds go to funding the Mirror Me Foundation. We're trying to have an event called the Mirror Mirror on the Wall Slumber Ball, and we're raising money for that, and it's going to be like a big sleepover for the girls where they talk about everything. We're going to have workshops. We're going to teach them how to cook healthy meals for themselves, just how to be kind of a little bit independent, not full independent, but just give them things that they can learn how to do as growing up as a teenager to be healthy and take care of themselves and be stylish and, you know, have personality, know how to walk into a room and be confident. We talk to them about all of that. And so we want to have that event really, really soon, hopefully in the fall. But we almost have enough money, so people need to buy the tickets and come to the Kirby Social so we can have this slumber ball for the girls.
Now, you have built successful brands in Memphis. You have a boutique, workshops, nonprofit. Do you think many in the industry overlook the potential of cities in the Mid-South?
Well, I don't really think they overlook the opportunity. The opportunities are there. I think that sometimes in the South, things can sometimes be based off popularity, if you know what I mean. Like, people sometimes, they don't want to jump on the bandwagon of something if the person is, they don't know the person if the person is not known. But I also feel like if you have good marketing and you know how to explain yourself and you know how to tell people why they need to do an event with you, then your event will, you know, come out pretty well. Now, I have had events when I first started when I only had 5 or 6 people in the room, but I didn't give up. And so I think a lot of times when people are starting businesses or starting brands, they think that they're supposed to pack out a room, when in all actuality, you can have an event, you can have 5 or 6 people there. They're gonna, you're gonna teach a class, of course.
Wait, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So even if you have an event and there's only 500 people there, you're still going to do that event or teach that class like you have the amount of people that you wanted there, because those 5 people, they're going to tell somebody and word is going to start to spread. This is why you should have been here. This is what I've learned. You missed out on this. And just keep going, because a lot of times people get discouraged and they stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people get discouraged. So your message is just to keep going and keep building your brand.
Absolutely.
Now, this is your first year as a sponsor of the TCF Style Expo, but you have been a vendor in previous years. Now, what made you want to take on a bigger role this year?
I went last year for the first time, and I was just taken by, it was just breathtaking, all of those beautiful plus-size women in the room, all the body positivity that I've seen just in that room. It was just breathtaking. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, next year, I got to do something bigger. I got to do something bigger. And so Marie was actually one of my special guests at the Kirby Social last year. So I built a relationship with her, and I reached out to her, and I said, hey, I want to bring the Kirby Social to Atlanta. And that's how it all happened.
Now, the Kirby Social ATL will be Friday, August 10th. And this is the official kickoff to the 2018 TCF Style Expo. Now, what can we expect at the Kirby Social ATL?
Well, you can expect lots of great networking, a lot of fashion. Every person that enters is going to get complimentary champagne with a cute little glass that says the Kirby Social. You can expect dancing, shopping, just lots of smiles and hugs and pictures and video and everything that we like right now. If it's social media crazy, that's what you can expect to see at the Kirby.
Now, I read on one of the pages that it said a special host and special guest to be announced. Is that still happening, or is this going to be us networking?
Yeah, we're going to have a special guest. We're going to announce that in the early part of next week.
Oh, so I can't get an exclusive on the show?
Just know that she's a blogger and she's Atlanta-based.
Okay. So what is the attire? Because I'm going to be there, so what to wear?
So you definitely want to be trendy and chic and sexy. So ladies, bring your heels. We definitely going to have valet parking as well. So don't worry about that. So just come chic, trendy, and stylish.
And what's the name of the location?
It's going to be at Galleria 314.
Now, is that like a nightclub or is that an event space?
It's actually an event space, and they have an upstairs VIP. It also has a patio outside and partying on the inside as well. And so they have couches. We have plenty of seating. It's going to be fun.
Oh, that sounds super cute.
It's very cute in there. We're going to have, you know, pink is my favorite color, so we're going to have lots of pink up lighting. Real chic and trendy.
So I saw that you have also organized a curvy girl road trip from Memphis to Atlanta for the TCS Style Expo. Now, do you have any spaces left?
We do. My followers are just so supportive. It's unbelievable. And when they found out that we were taking the Curvy Social to Atlanta, the ones who came to the Curvy Social in Memphis, they were like, we got to go to Atlanta. Because, you know, Atlanta is on a whole nother scale. You know, Memphis, we're good. But Atlanta, the turn up in Atlanta is on another level. And the style
right.
of Atlanta is on another level as well. And so, and when they heard that it was going to be the same weekend as the Style Expo, they were like, we got to go. We got to go shop. We got to go meet these bloggers. We got to network with these women. And they're like, let's go. And so we filled up a bus, and they're on the way.
Nice. So if anybody is listening in Memphis and still want to roll, how do you get a seat on the bus?
Well, they can go on the website, thecurvysocial.com, and there is a link at the top that says Curvy Girl Road Trip. But click that link and follow the details and call the number that's at the bottom. We have a travel agent that we're working with, Delight Travel Agency, so they can contact them. They can give them all the details.
So do you plan on taking the Curvy Social on the road to other cities?
I do. I'm actually talking to a young lady now to take it to Houston. But we're trying to do it in October, but the time frame is so tight that we may have to push it back into the summer, but we do want to do it in other cities. So if there's anybody that, you know, on the call or listening to the call that would want to bring, you know, partner together and bring the Curvy Social to their city, I would love to connect with you.
So in addition to looking for people to collaborate with, are you looking for sponsors and other things for your events?
Absolutely. We're always looking for sponsors, and the event always has vendors. We're not taking any more vendors right now for the Atlanta event, but for when we have it in Memphis and when we go on a tour, we're going to always be looking for vendors and sponsors.
Well, you have a full plate, I must say. When do you sleep?
Girl, I sleep, but I don't fully rest because my brain is always working and always going. Like this morning, I was up. I got up at about 3 o'clock answering emails and checking social media. So, you know, how that goes.
Yes, you're building your empire. So do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for? I think I covered everything, but is there anything I missed?
Girl, you covered everything.
I did my research. Well, I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta. I will definitely be at the Curvy Social, and if it's anything I can do for you, you know I'm always supportive of you. Just let me know.
Yes, you are.
And tell us your official websites and social media handles. Now, I know you have a whole bunch. This is going to be a long list.
We're just going to focus on the Dean of Fashion. You go to Dean of Fashion Instagram, you'll see a link to everything that I do. So to shop with Dean of Fashion, you can go to deanoffashion.com. Follow us on Instagram @Dean of Fashion. Twitter as well, and Facebook, Dina Fashion. And when you're on the Instagram page for Dina Fashion, it'll take you to the Fashion Design Institute, the Curvy Social, all of those great things. And you can always go on the curvysocial.com as well as the waitersoverfashion.com. And you can see footage, pictures, and videos of past events.
And for the Curvy Social ATL, you don't buy those tickets on the TFC Expo website. It's a different website, right?
I think Marie has a link to the Curvy Social on the Curvy Style Expo page. But you can, you know, always buy tickets from the curvysocial.com.
And will you be able to pay at the door, or it has to be purchased in advance?
We can do purchase tickets at the door. You can purchase tickets at the door, but we can't guarantee that, you know, that you'll be able to.
There's going
to
be enough space
left. Exactly. So we want you to get the tickets in advance, because we sold out 30 days before, well, about 20 days before in Memphis at the Curvy Social. And we're almost sold out here for Atlanta as well. And so we don't want it to be a situation where people are come to pay in the door and they really want to come and they can't get in.
Right. Well, awesome. I'm so proud of you, because when I came to Memphis and was at your store, you didn't even have all of this yet. I think when I came to Memphis, you were at the beginning of building your brand.
Yeah, I think I had just only been open for 6 months. And I know that you came to the first store, but it was really small, like 500 square feet. This store that I'm in now is 3,000 square feet. You wouldn't believe it. Yes, you wouldn't believe
God.
It. So the next time you're in Memphis, I'm going to have to get with you so you can come and check out the Glam Teak and get you some services done, and you can talk about the experience.
Yeah, well, I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work, and maybe we'll have to get the Curvy Social to come to Louisiana.
Girl, I would love to. I would love it.
Well, keep in touch, and I'll see you next weekend, and continue success.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And thank you to my guest this afternoon, Ashley Lee Parson of the Dina Fashion Glam Teak. Make sure you come party with us Friday, August 10th at the official kickoff to the TCF Style Expo, and make sure you join us for all of the festivities over the weekend. You can get more information at tcfstyleexpo.com. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.